Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support, and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.
I'm Zara Buck and welcome to The Netball Show with Mizuno. On today's podcast, we hear more about the new Netball Players Association appointments as Sophia Candapa is chair with Stacey Francis co-chair. Their director is Liz Blaw.
They'll bring different qualities, but the thing that they will have in common is that they are both smart, forceful, and I say that in a very positive way, young women who are very willing to, you know, put their opinions forward and to take leadership roles, which is really absolutely what we were looking for. A couple of people who, yeah, want to see change and want to go about it in a constructive way. So we're really delighted that they were both willing to take on those roles.
I mean, we can definitely see the passion for the game is there on court, but they're not afraid to share their thoughts away from it, which is important to you as you move forward.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, we are a players' association, and that's the thing that I've been saying to players all along. I can confront and can support and do all the things behind the scenes, but I'm not a player. And obviously, we had Sophia working for a year with us as player liaison officer, and Sarah's got a close knowledge and relationship with the players from having managed the England squad. But we really want people who are in the thick of it now, who are experiencing the changes, the challenges, the highs and lows of being professional or semi-professional netballers. And we need them at the heart of driving what we do. So that's really important, that the characters who are willing and confident to do that step forward and represent the views of the others. Because just like in every walk of life, we have people who are quite quiet, and we have those who are you know, a bit more confident in speaking out. So we need to make sure that we hear all those voices.
I think that will work quite well as well myself, because Sophia's obviously had that year out, but now she's coming back into the Super League and being able to combine the role at the NPA alongside playing as well. It just should fit quite nicely, I suppose.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. She now, having worked within the NPA for a year, she kind of knows what it's all about and what we can do, and what more we could do if more people engaged and more people just kind of ask for stuff, because there's ideas we have, but we don't always get the players going, yeah, you know, we'd like to do that. We sometimes have to sort of chivvy them and say it'd be really helpful, and when they've done it, they go, oh God, that was amazing, we're so glad we came on that webinar or whatever. So yeah, that blended knowledge of having worked in the NPA and also being a player, plus she's experienced quite a few different clubs through her career. And likewise, Stacey, you know, she's been at Team Bath, she was at Yorkshire Jets, and then she's played over in the Southern Hemisphere for several years. So huge amount of experience that between the two of them, of very different nature as well, which again I like, because it's sort of it's good to have that difference as well as the similarities.
The NPA is going from strength to strength as well. Speak to Sarah in the past, but from your point, how's it going since you first set it up?
I'm really pleased with how it's developed. I have to say, to begin with, it felt like a bit of an uphill slog, having started with the sort of core of Roses members, getting the message out and communicating with the players as to what a players association is for and what it can do for you. For some people, it just felt not relevant to them, because all their life they'd played netball and not been paid for it, and now if you're getting paid a bit and you get free kit, that just seemed fine, you know. But once it starts to be an employment option, you know, it's really important there's that representation. But I think we've got our message out better and better as time's gone on, and in fact everybody moving on to Zoom has in a way been helpful for us, because it's so hard to get hold of players who are semi-pro. You know, I'd drive up to Manchester to meet the Thunder Girls and somebody would be delayed coming into the meeting because the traffic was bad. Somebody else can only get away from work in time to be there. So you'd have half an hour with them, and that's really hard to build rapport and relationships. So now with Zoom, though, we can do club meetings and we can get the majority of the club players on. They can see who we are and what we're about, ask direct questions. And after some of the club meetings early during lockdown, you know, we had lots more girls signing up. and lots more kind of understanding what it was about. So we've now got over 50% of the people playing in the VNSL in membership, and and approaching 100 members when we take into account those in SSN and the Thistles players who are not in Sirens. So yeah, it's growing.
And each club has their own individual rep as well, don't they?
Yes, that's right. Each club has a player rep, and that player rep is part of the player rep committee, which is the sort of strategy body, if you like. And that's the body that Sophia will chair and Stacey will be vice chair for. And then those two roles will then sit on the sort of the management board, which is those of us who actually do the day-to-day work. So that's Sarah, myself, Steph Essex and Sophie Christie. And then we have some of our other contractors. So Genevieve from Tactic Connects joins some of those meetings. And Emma Kavanagh, who's our sports psych, who gives us a lot of advice and support as well. So they come into those meetings. So that's where the work's done. But we really want those representatives of the players sitting in the heart of that. So that's the change we've made in our governance structure, effectively, to create this chair and vice chair role.
Great to find out more about the work from the MPA from Liz. A little bit on in the podcast, we're going to hear from Vice Chair Stacey Francis. Time now to hear from new chair, Wasps captain this season. He's Sophia Candapa.
The work that they're doing behind the scenes really is incredible in terms of representing that player's voice. They're also, you know, it goes beyond that. They're trying to help develop the players. They offer online webinars. They give guidance around contracting. And, you know, in order for the sport to move forward and push into that professionalism, it's really important that the player's voice is represented. And I'm really excited in this new role to try and make sure that happens as we move forward and as the game grows.
How have you seen it grow over its time? And give us a quick idea of an outline, I suppose, of what your role will involve.
I mean, the game's growing in terms of, you know, we're now at a point where a lot of the players in the league are getting paid to play, and therefore, you know, they realise the importance that actually this isn't a hobby anymore. It is an employment role, and therefore, you know, you're signing a contract and you're committed to the club, and that can be quite daunting in terms of as a professional athlete. And so the MPA are brilliant in terms of supporting the players and guiding them on what to expect and you know, what support is there for them. And so, yeah, our member uptake is increasing day by day as a result of that. I guess in terms of my role directly, it's just communicating with the player reps for each club. You know, when there are any kind of changes that are going on, I'm sort of there to spark the conversations and try and get feedback on what players are needing, wanting, changing, continuing doing. Because, you know, naturally some things are missed. That's just the way life goes. But actually, if we can communicate it early, then often we can find solutions and make it as seamless as possible for the players to perform in their environments.
And the importance, really, of just having somebody else involved as a body for players, just to help everybody get through this?
Yeah, definitely. You know, COVID's, you know, been a prime example of sort of challenging times, and the MPA have really supported players through that. They had their mental health fund where players could get access to that as a service. And, you know, it has been really difficult for some players, you know, where netball is life. You know, I was very fortunate that I was being distracted by a 6-month-old baby. But for some players, you know, there was a real hole in their life where netball wasn't around. And so it's really important that the MPA provided that support for our members. And yeah, I just encourage any player who's playing within a Super League now to join up, because, you know, collectively as one, we're, you know, we can make a real difference. And it's not about just right now, it's also about making the game better for players in the future.
Great to find out more about Sophia Candapa's role within the MPA. And just this week, the MPA have announced news of a brand new youth membership option. Sarah Gandon's been telling me more.
Yeah, so we've recognised that the players coming through the pathway from either a franchise perspective or a national perspective often didn't have anywhere to go and ask questions. So you know, they have their coaches and they have their club coaches and their national coaches, but it was actually putting pressure on the national and the club coaches to help inform a decision when they're trying to be neutral and they're trying to be knowledgeable, but equally it's always with a hat on. So giving younger players an opportunity to have a space where they can have an open and honest conversation, where they can get some independent advice, and also then when you get your first contract, you've got someone to say, have you read it? Do you understand it? And actually help them through that process. Many of the players that we spoke to who are now senior athletes said that their first contract they didn't even read, they just signed, and they were just really grateful to get a contract. And we just want to support the players coming through into this professional league and professional kind of era of netball, that they have all the support that they need. And that's not to take away from what the coaches and their parents and family already offer. It's just to give another extra layer of independent advice.
Bringing that youth players on board as well, it's almost like an option for complete coverage if you're involved in the game in a pro level.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, it's not just about the kind of legal and contract side. So at that youth stage, they're often making decisions about transition points. So they might be leaving school, or they might be leaving college, or they might be being offered a place at a different franchise to the one that they have gone through their pathway in. So it's just hopefully a way where we can offer support. We're also going to look at running a parents webinar every year, at least once a year, so that it gives the parents an opportunity to have a forum to ask questions that's independent and potentially even is multi-team. So you may have parents from all different franchises in that forum who are then able to ask questions in a forum where we can support the answers and make sure that they understand what it is that their daughters are being asked to do.
I'm going to hear from Stacey and Sophia as well, but for these new youth players, who ideally is it for best? Are people in pathway or...?
Yeah, so it's open to any player who's in a performance pathway. So that could be in a national pathway or it could be in a franchise pathway. Obviously, we can't go out into the community. The role of the MPA is to support the professional game. But we just felt that to help those players that are already on that pathway coming through, to help them with their decision points, and just help them in general. You know, we've got a whole wealth of experience within the MPA who are willing to share. So we've got current players and ex-players who are more than happy to share their experiences with our members. So hopefully the youth members will see the benefit of being able to hear from some of our other players, like Stacey and Sophia, for example, who will openly chat to them on specific forums about topics that may or may not be something that they're thinking about at that point in time.
Is this available at a reasonable cost?
Yeah, so it's £40 for a year or £4 a month. So we hope that that's reasonable for everyone. It's basically half the price of a Super League membership. So that kind of means that they're getting a taste and a flavour of what the MPA can offer, but we also recognise that there aren't any youth players being paid any money, so therefore asking them for more money when they're already paying for their netball is a push. So yeah, I mean, it's just to cover what we can offer, but they will get access to all of our services for that £40. So
great news as well, you've finally reached that special mark, that special number 100.
Yeah, we are so excited and I'm so proud of the whole team that we've managed to get there. The players coming on board and joining us is brilliant news. So to have 100 active playing members just feels so far off where we were when we started, when it was just the Roses that had joined. So yeah, really good that the word's been spread and that we've got more members.
Brilliant. Just more information, netballplayersassociation.com.
Yep, exactly right.
Let's hear a little bit more from Liz. How important have your individual partners been in the last couple of months?
Oh, very important. So the early part of the last few months with COVID and lockdown and everything else, Emma's sort of skill set in terms of sports psych support really came to the fore. We put aside some money as a welfare fund so that our members could access free for up to three sessions support. We had three different counsellors available with different skill sets and specialisms, so that they were available to them to access, and a few of our members took that offer up. And also Emma was led on our series of transition webinars, which was not just about career end, it was about transition points as being a point of change, and there's nothing bigger than a change when your league just vanishes. So, you know, we talked about dealing with that and managing that, and we had four very good interactive webinars, which we then recorded and put online for anybody who couldn't come. And then in the later part, we've obviously had club contracts, and that's where Jen from Tactic Connect, she and I worked together with England Netball on creating the common contract, so that there is now a contract that all clubs should use, so that players don't have to really be experts in reading individual contracts. You know, we can tell them this is the body of this contract. It's okay. These are the clauses. This is what's in there. But then there's a schedule at the back with their personal terms. So that's what they can focus on as an individual. And we then get a number of calls or emails or messages just saying, can I just ask a question, can you help me with this, or I'm not sure what about that, and we just offer individual support as and when needed and requested.
And for seasoned players, they maybe be a bit more aware of contract negotiations, but for those who are just new to the game, having that support from you maybe something that is a lot easier on the mind. One thing less to be a concern about?
Well, I hope so. And it does certainly seem to have that effect, yeah, that people will come back to us and say, you know, thanks so much. That's been really helpful. We've had players who want to know if they can ask to have a clause tweaked. And, you know, as long as they understand the implications of doing that, we say, absolutely, you can. Just you'll need to talk to the coach and the club and see if they'll agree to that. But if that's really important to you, then that's fine. And, I think the younger ones who are coming in, you know, going from the NPL teams, maybe in as, first of all, training partners and then into the main squads, you know, contracts are not things I've ever come across before. It didn't really happen in netball, did it? You just turned up and played. So I think it's only right that they have somewhere they can ask those questions. Now, some will have parents or family friends or other people who maybe can provide that support, but not everybody will. So I think it's really important that there is also an independent body, because the other thing they can ask us about is, you know, when they're making those decision points about, shall I move clubs, or which club should I choose? I'm at school now, I'm going to university. Do I pick my university, then my club? Do I pick my club and then my university? How do I manage that bit of my life? And we can just be an independent sounding board. We don't give them the answers because it's a personal decision, but we have no, you know, we're not a university trying to get in that brilliant scholar, or we're not a club trying to get hold of that great centre that we want. We're just going to help them reflect on the options, the opportunities, and what they feel ultimately is right for them as an individual.
Yeah, naturally, a lot of our girls are playing in Australia as well. So is there any connections there? Do you maybe share resources between you both, regular calls?
Not regular calls, no, but we have contact with both the New Zealand Netball Players Association and the Australian one. I had a long call with Steph Bond, who runs the Association of New Zealand, and Kath Harvey-Williams, who runs the Australian one, when we were setting up, because obviously they were set up yonks ago. And so that's been useful just to have that contact there. In Australia, which at the moment is the only place that any of our England girls are playing, Jo Harton is the Giants rep on the player board. So she'll let me know if she's going to any meetings and reflect back anything that, you know, might be useful for us to know. And I might say to her, could you ask this question or whatever? So, I feel we've got a close-ish working relationship. I think it's something I'd like to develop a bit more, because if there's ever conversations about leagues being end-to-end, so players could do both, I'm sure they would have concern about player fatigue, where the leagues don't match at all, but contracts are being signed for one before the other one even opens. How does that impact upon those players who don't know whether they'd like to go, whether they'll be continuing in Australia? So, you know, there's some areas of player welfare and conflict between the leagues that maybe we as players' associations over time will try and sort of work a bit together on.
And In the meantime, it's just netballplayersassociation.com, and that's got more on the work you do.
Yes, that's got more on it, and we've got a big resources section, which is obviously only accessible to our members, but we put lots of stuff on there for them to find and to use. But yeah, that tells you about the work we're doing and how to sign up into membership, which is a very straightforward click through. And we do monthly payments as well as a one-off, because we are aware that we're operating in a sort of low pay environment, so we have to make things as possible as we can.
Plenty of options there. Last time Sarah was on, she gave us an idea of some of the alumni. So do you just want to run us through some of the MPA alumni?
Yeah, that's a section that's actually grown. More recently, we've had Lynn Carpenter, who's a name from quite a long while ago. I'm sure lots of people will remember Lynn. And Maggie Birkinshaw's come on board as an alumni member as well. People like Karen Atkinson and Tamsin and Pam, you know, all of them came in on board as alumni. Just racking my brains now, so make sure I can't possibly name absolutely everybody on there.
But yeah, just to have people like that involved, to see more of them. Isn't it? Just to have people like that involved.
Oh, it's brilliant. Yeah. Well, Sam Bird has now come on board, Anna Carter, you know, so lots and lots of names. You know, Leslie McDonald, so some of the Scottish players from, you know, when they were playing Sirens or Thistles, because we're open to all of the home nations. It's not uniquely for England. Kendra Savinsky, Lucia. So it's lovely to have them. I would love to have more. I would love for each one of those to recruit two people, because then we could start to actually think about, when we're not all locked down, can we have events and bring together people from, you know, the days when they all played together? Because there's nothing like the camaraderie between groups of people if they played in, you know, some of the intense competitions and test series they will have done. So I'd love to expand that section, but I have to, you know, I can only fight on so many fronts, as it were, and actually the active members and the contracts and support for current players is our focus. But as you say, it's fantastic to have people with such high levels of involvement in the game.
Busy few weeks ahead then, Liz. Really appreciate your time today, and netballplayersassociation.com. If you want to find out a bit more and haven't already signed up.
Absolutely. Yeah, we would love to see the membership push on up till we've got sort of 60 or 70% of the league in membership, because as with any union, and players' associations are unions, your strength is in your collective voice. And even if an individual doesn't think they need it, kind of having it here and knowing that your teammate who might be in need of some support, that it's there for them, that's to me quite important. So it's a bit like buying insurance, isn't it? You may not ever claim on your insurance, but we do it collectively so that it's there for everybody.
The MP have recently announced a brand new chair and vice chair of the Players Committee. Sophia Candepa is going to be the chair. Stacey Francis was recently announced as vice chair, and she's been speaking to Sasha.
We've heard the news. You're even more heavily involved with the Netball Players Association. Just tell us a bit about what that association means to you.
I think I definitely jumped at the opportunity to take a bit more of an active role within the MPA back in England, having seen, I guess, how instrumental and important the Players Association is over here in Australia. Netball is continuing to develop and grow and become more and more professional. And I think having a Players Association in England is an integral part of that progress. The players have an incredibly strong voice and are really important stakeholders in the game. And so I think to be able to take some of my learnings as a professional player over here in Australia and as a senior international back into pushing and developing the English game is really exciting and one that I'm really excited to be involved in.
Does that mean that we might be seeing you more in England in the future? I don't know whether you can answer that right now, but there has been a lot of speculation.
Yeah, there has been, especially in the past couple of weeks. I've definitely received a few more tweets and Instagram messages, but it is everything that is up in the air at the moment. And I think whether I'm playing my domestic netball in England or Australia. I am still an English Rose and I'm still incredibly invested in England netball pushing its game to being more professional and for the players to have a stronger voice in pushing the game forward.
There's more information about the work that the NPA do online at netballplayersassociation.com. Just wanted to extend a huge thank you from everybody at England Netball for your ongoing support and really throwing a spotlight on our brilliant game.
You've always been a huge supporter of netball in Northern Ireland and definitely our players across the franchises as well.
You've really helped take our sport to new audiences.
Thanks to you for your continued support and thanks to everyone out there in social media land who is keeping netball alive, and just keep doing what you're doing because we need you now more than ever.